It's Nightside with Dan Ray on WBZ, Boston's News Radio.
Well, I am delighted to welcome Mary Grauerholtz. Mary, I'm hoping I got that name correctly. How are you this evening?
You did, Dan. You got it correctly. Just right. I'm doing fine.
Well, now you're down in the Cape, but I'm not picking up a Cape Cod accent here. Sounds to me like you may have spent some time elsewhere. Where's that accent from, Mary?
Oh, dear. It's from a lot of different places. I grew up in Texas, ended up living in Kansas, Toronto, Albany, all sorts of places, and ended up on the Cape, which I love. So,
well, everybody loves the Cape, that is for sure. And your group, and again, I didn't name the group, but your group is Old Ladies Against Underwater Garbage. I'm with you totally. You want to clean up Cape Cod ponds. How many of your group are now senior citizens?
Oh, gosh, every single one of us is
sure.
A senior citizen. I mean, you have to be 65 to join.
Okay. And female. Okay.
Oh, yes, and female.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Look, women are much neater than men. I think we know that at any age. So you don't want some guys working with you. They're not going to be nearly as effective as you are. So how long has the group been around? How did you form, and what do you do?
We've been around for about 5 years. Our founder, Susan Bauer, founded the group very casually, and we sort of gathered a couple of us on the beach and started talking about trash.
Yes.
And the beach of a pond, I mean. Mm-hmm. You know, we have like hundreds of ponds on the Cape. Yeah. So we ended up talking on the shoreline, and I had already been kind of collecting garbage at that point, and so had a couple of other women. So we ended up just talking, and Susan said, you know, we need to do this thing. So we do it. We're pretty busy during the summer. We go around from pond to pond cleaning, and we've collected like tons and tons, literally, of garbage.
Is most of the stuff that you collect, is most of it stuff that other people, perhaps younger people, have been lazy and just discarded, as opposed to putting it in some form of a trash receptacle?
That's a really good question. And we find that there's a couple of items that I think are pretty, you know, quote, modern type items, like fishing lures. We collect a lot of those, and we collect a lot of beer cans. But a lot of the garbage is very old. In other words, I mean, we think that people haven't been collecting this garbage for maybe like even, I don't know, it could be 100 years ago.
What is the weirdest thing that you ever found? Have you ever found, you know, amongst the trash, you know, a bottle with a special message in it? Or what's the weirdest thing you've ever found? You must have found some weird stuff that we could talk about on the radio. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I do know what you're saying. Okay. And we haven't found any messages in the bottle. We did find something that that appeared as a complete gun. And
really?
We were ready. That was not that long ago. It was just a few years ago. I mean, a few weeks ago. And we thought, well, this is very odd. We need to take this to the police department.
Right.
But it turned out to be this incredibly intricate toy gun from the 50s.
Really?
And so that was pretty bizarre.
Yeah. I bet you handled that one carefully.
Yeah, absolutely, we did. Probably the weirdest thing, though, was the blue toilet. We pulled up a toilet that was this weird bright blue, and we knew we had a big catch.
Yeah, how did? What do you do? Just walk along the shore, and the stuff kind of drifts in, or do you get out there, were you able to see the blue toilet? And at that point you said, that's either a blue whale or a blue toilet. Let's go see what it is.
No, we actually go diving. Okay. We don't put on scuba gear, but we put on snorkels, masks, and we dive. Wow. And we find this stuff. I mean, it's incredible how much stuff we find.
What great
and we're diving.
Exercise.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, we're exhausted when we get out.
I'm exhausted just listening to you. Are you kidding me? So are you still accepting members or no?
Well, we have a long waiting list. When we started, we were 5 women. Mm-hmm. And I consider myself very lucky that I was one of the originals, because it's just been very, very gratifying to watch us grow.
Sure.
And now I think we've got 30 to 40 members, and we've got tons more on a waiting list.
Well,
I mean, women, yeah, it really is. It's kind of amazing.
Well, this is this is just a great project. It helps, I'm sure, getting people out, working as a team, and doing good. Mary, this is a wonderful project. I'm so happy that I could talk to you about it. So let me ask you this. Whether or not people want to join the group or go on a wait list, is there a way people can follow your exploits? Is there a website that we can direct them to?
Sure. We do have a website, and it's, let's see, it's olog, I believe, -ma.com. But if they, probably the more reliable thing would be to just Google, olog.
Right. And that stands for, that acronym stands for Old Ladies Against Underwater Garbage. OLAUG. So
exactly right.
OLAUG. Well, that's great.
Right.
Mary, thank you for your time. I love your spunk, and I love your passion, and I love what you're doing. And thank you on behalf of a lot of people who benefit with cleaner ponds as a result of your commitment to this project. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. We're doing the work, that's for sure.
No doubt. No doubt. I can hear it in your voice. And thanks again. And you sound more like a Cape Codder to me now. You've lost the accent as we've gone along. Yeah.
Excellent. I love Cape Cod.
Oh, absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. Mary Grauerholtz. She's a member of the Old Ladies Against Underwater Garbage. And I can't become a member, but I want to become like an auxiliary supporter or something like that. Thanks, Mary. I appreciate your time tonight.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dan.
You're very welcome.